Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the point just made by the United States of America is correct, that we do normally, indeed, as part of agreeing on the arrangements for the review conferences, we do also agree on cost estimates for those meetings and associated costs in that particular year as well. In that regard, we have actually prepared a cost estimate document based on the cost estimates that were shared with you in the letter from Ms. Kasperson dated the 6th of November. That document has now literally just been delivered to us here on the podium, and so with the chair's permission, we can have that document distributed in the room as well. As I said, the figures contained therein are the same as the figures that were distributed on the 6th of November. The difference is that all of the separate tables that were provided annexed to that letter, instead of being as three separate tables, they have been combined into one table, so that it relates more accurately to the part of paragraph 32 that refers to 22 days of fully serviced meetings. So there is one table covering the costs for those 22 days of fully serviced meetings, and there is a second table covering the costs of the implementation support unit, which is identical to the table that was circulated on the 6th of November, annexed to the letter. So again, with the chair's permission, I will have that document circulated to you as well, so you can see the cost estimates.